we still have 6 weeks to go before children will be heading back to school, but already the back to school costs are becoming a concern for parents. A new survey from the Irish League of Credit Unions has found that 1 in 4 parents will have to deny their children some basic school items this year as they struggle to fund sending the kids back to school. For more on this, firstly, we're joined by Emmett Oliver, who is the head of marketing and communications of the Irish League of Credit Unions. Emmett, can you lay out for us, please, your findings, the main points of your findings?
Good morning, Paul. Yes, well, what we're finding is the average child is costing €1,209, and that's across primary and secondary, to be kitted out for school and also for other items during the year. The good news, I suppose, is that that is just slightly above inflation, so, and it hasn't decreased massively on last year. But getting it down seems to be a bigger challenge, particularly in the books area and in the uniforms area. They are two key costs that parents are struggling with, that particular burden. Secondary school in particular, Paul, is where it really bites. And what you're finding is some parents can manage this very, very easily enough through their monthly income. I'd say the vast majority, maybe 2/3 or more, of parents are okay. There is another group then who are putting it on the credit card or getting a loan of some kind. But there is, more tragically, a very small number, but still a significant number, going to money lenders to make sure that they can make their the ends meet at this time of the year, where they will be facing very crippling interest rates, sometimes up to as high as 187%. So you're getting to see, I suppose, a full scan of the different kind of economic positions of different parents. And the other problem, Paul, is that schools are providing so many additional services outside ordinary class contact hours. So they're doing a whole lot of things like sports events, obviously, music, computer classes, drama, arts and crafts. A lot of these things have to be paid for. And again, they would be tapping parents in a lot of cases for these through what are called voluntary contributions, which are...
Which is the bane of nearly every parent's life these days.
Yeah, I mean, you know, technically you can say no, but, you know, from parents who tell me anyway, that's not really what happens. So that they're averaging about between 100 and €150. And again, some parents find it a big problem because they tend to come a little bit unannounced, or they're not something they might necessarily have planned into their budget at all. But the problem, Paul, you have is things like books and uniforms, there's really no way around them for obvious reasons. So they're not sort of non-negotiables. Now, to give some credit to the retailers, they are certainly driving prices down. You can now see uniforms for as low as €5 for a uniform, which is pretty astonishing figure.
Yeah,
really.
there is competition out there in the market from the big supermarkets. Who's beating who, or who's giving the best value?
Yeah, well, according to our survey, Tesco have moved up into the number one slot from Dunn Stores in terms of the parents we've surveyed. But also competitive would be Lidl and Aldi, the two German discounters. They seem to have uniforms as low, as I said, at €5 and just slightly above that as well. So they are helping to keep the cost down in the sense of parents, if they shop around, and some parents go online and try to look for lower costs there. The area that seems to be very stubborn to getting the cost down is the books area. Some schools, under pressure from the Department of Education, have book lending services, secondhand books, and handing them down through, you know, the generations, I suppose. But apart from that, it's kind of hard to see where you can really push the things down much further, particularly if we want schools to do all these things. That's the other part of it.
Okay. Emmett Oliver, the Head of Marketing and Communications of the Irish League of Credit Unions, thank you very much for that update. And we're also joined on the line now by the CEO of the National Parents Council, Áine Lynch. Áine, this is the Hardy Annual. It affects people every year. Are you surprised that 20% of primary school parents say they will be forced to deny children back to school items this year?
No, not really. I mean, I think you're right, Paul, in the fact that this does come around every year. And I think what it's telling us is what we already know, is that there's a lot of parents out there struggling. And I suppose putting all of these costs, particularly at one time of the year and often with more than one child, can really stretch families. But I think sometimes when we're having this conversation, we miss the point, actually, that this has an impact on children's education directly. So whereas we know parents are struggling, and as it's been highlighted there, some parents struggling even more, what's actually happening with this is it's having two impacts on children's education. One, you've got children going into the school that may be anxious and worried because they know they're not bringing the envelope that other children are bringing with the money in it. And that already sets the school for them as an anxious time. But also you've got parents who now main relationship with the school is a financial relationship, And that really isn't anything that, that we want to see happen, because we know through decades of research now that the partnership between the parent and the school is absolutely crucial to better outcomes for children in education. And if that relationship is being defined by a stressful financial relationship, we all know how that impacts our relationships when we owe people money or owe organisations money. So if that's defining the relationship in the first instance, as soon as we go back to school, between the parent and the school, that can be very, very difficult then for that parent to sit down and have a conversation with the school about concerns that they might have about the children's learning or how they can support their children's learning.
Now, Emmett Oliver just said there that the two big items on the bill list are books and uniforms. Now, this thing with books, school books, has been around for quite a few years. And it would appear that there's I'd be stuck for a word, but maybe scam comes to mind, whereby parents are being forced to buy brand new textbooks every year for kids. Their kids, even though the actual textbooks haven't changed very much or have been just updated superficially year on year, because textbooks shouldn't change so dramatically from year to year. What do you make of the whole school book business?
I think a lot has been done in recent years with the school book rental scheme, and Emmett referred to that, and that has had some inroads in managing school book costs. But, I mean, I think it's interesting throughout the year I'm often asked to talk about the weight of school bags or the cost of school books. Yet I think what we need to do is go back and look at what textbooks do we need, particularly at primary level, which is the area we work in. What textbooks do we need within the classroom? What textbooks do we need at home? I mean, we need to prepare children for the world that they're going to become part of as adults. And I don't know about you, but I don't take too many textbooks out in my daily work. So all of the skills that we need children to have around critical thinking, working in teams, all of those kind of skills don't come from textbooks. And I think we need to step back a bit and look at, well, at primary level schooling, what type of skills do we want children to have, and therefore what books do we need to create those skills?
Okay. Áine Lynch, CEO of the National Parents Council, thank you very much for that.